Everybody got their game faces on? Or game voices, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Sure.
All right. There you go. Okay. What is this called? The Nerdcast podcast?
I think so.
Okay. Nerd. All
right. Yeah.
All right.
I'm making homemade pizza here at our break. So.
Beautiful. Here we go. Let's do it. Okay. Welcome to episode 20 of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and we are coming to you live / pre-recorded, not from the command center. We're coming from a new location today. We will call this Site B. That's what Matthew has named this place, a.k.a. mine and sound guy Steve's house.
A.k.a. the rape cave.
Ooh. It tingles.
Yeah, it's like Bill Cosby's basement. All right. Let's go around the horn, shall we? We got Joe Dust.
Alexa, say hello for me.
I wasn't able to understand the question I heard.
Okay, fuck you.
Big Matt.
What up, my nerds?
And sound guy Steve.
Bury the dong.
Play the music.
She likes to laugh like she's seen it all. He's just another.
Do you have hard nipples?
No. Well, yeah, I do, actually, right now.
He's excited. He's excited what? About the new band name. There you go.
Yeah. So that music you just heard probably is my friend Matt's band.
What's his band's name?
I can't remember right now.
Oh, you asshole.
There goes the fucking retweet.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
So, yeah, what's up? Site B. What's up? I like it.
Oh, well, here, let's go to our unofficial beer sponsor really quick.
Yeah,
oh,
let's do that.
Yes.
And then we'll get into the specifics of that.
Matt, you're up first, man.
Oh, yeah. Please. Oh, I can't wait. Somebody say the name of this beer, please.
Oh, Rod's Cream Ale. Not sexual innuendo whatsoever.
Also, the band name is Empire Machines.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was... I think that was actually the name of one of their songs, and then they just made it their band name.
It's a cool name. Yeah, badass. Nice. But yeah, no, Rod's Cream Ale from Public Brewing House out there in St. James, Mo. Sorry, guys. This was not one of your better concoctions, if I may. We're going to keep it with the innuendos, with concoctions.
So apparently there is no score on
no,
beer
advocacy. No beer advocacy score. No one's even... like 10 reviews, but I'm not even going to read them because I'm sorry. It's just not good at all. This is the beer you give to your neighbor to be nice, but you just give it to him because you don't want it.
There's one review. It says, "Tastes like semen."
But we got another one.
That was submitted by Tony C.
Did you have another one pulled up?
Okay. I do.
There you go. Why don't you do that one since you guys are drinking that one?
Me and Joe are drinking Big Wave Golden Ale by the Kona Brewing Company. Mm. Beer average score of an 80. It's good. 4.4% ABV out of the old Hawaii, United States.
Our podcast is sponsored by Hawaii.
Shalom.
We do have it.
Who
yes.
wants Joe?
Joe,
do it.
Yes.
Unofficial snack sponsor.
And their tagline, please.
I forgot what the tagline was that I made up.
Oi, you want me to pay for that?
Yeah, that's right. Bamba Jewish snacks, peanut snacks. It's got a baby inside of a fucking thimble or something on the front with a basketball, which makes no fucking sense at all. And these happen to be blessed by Chief, how do you say that? Rabinate?
Let the Jewish guy do
Let
it.
Let me see.
Jesus.
He goes, you pronounce it, ah, ah.
Night.
They're all blessed.
Rabinate.
Rabinate. Kosher parve, chief rabinate, holon.
Holon. Shalom, holon.
Enjoy your snacks, kids. Enjoy them. Tell your mother I sent you snacks. I'll see you at temple.
Saturday, not Sunday, Saturday.
On Saturday, I'll see you in temple.
All right. Now, for those of you that have been listening.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, I hope you're still there. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you may have noticed sound guy Steve and I have been absent for about, I don't know, 8 episodes or whatever.
I hope you enjoyed the Walking Dead yeah. podcast right. recaps.
Yeah. So I do want to give props to Joe, Jay, and Matt for... yeah, keeping this operation afloat, keeping it going.
Hashtag man sausage.
Yeah. Hashtag Skyping from my bed. That's what I did.
Hashtag naked cowboy hat, yeah.
Yeah. I still don't know if we put your photo out on the internet.
I think we put it somewhere, didn't we?
I hope not.
It's on Twitter, I thought.
I'll put it on my account right now if you want
ahead.
To.
Go ahead. I'm not worried about it.
The one with the Nerdcast over there.
I know, yeah, that one's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, the reason we're coming from a new location, I'll get into more specifics possibly at the end of December or after the new year. But you may remember one of our episodes. God, I don't know how long ago it was. Matt was going over the divorce statistics. And it's kind of like a game of, roulette. And it's kind of 50-50. It's either your marriage is going to succeed or not. You're going to get black or red.
Always bet on black, Wesley Snipes.
That's right. Well, I didn't bet on black because I am going through a divorce at the moment. So, yeah. That's the reason why Steve-O and I have been absent. I had to move out. I'm back at the very first home I ever purchased 11 years ago. It was a rental property, not by my choice, because fucking market blew up in 07 or 08. And, you know, that was awesome. So I couldn't sell the motherfucker. And in the process of selling it, though, it was kind of cool. Did little minor repairs around here, fresh paint job and all that shit. And instead of selling it, I got to move back in. Now Steve's living with me because I'm too fucking poor to live on my own.
It was my idea.
It was your idea. But it's funny, I'm a whopping 36 years old now, and I'm in worse shape than when I very first moved out when I was 25.
She took the ice cube trays out of the freezer.
So it's good. That's all I'll say at the moment.
Details forthcoming.
Yeah, we'll see how much I want to
teaser for a future episode.
Yeah.
Details forthcoming.
So marriage is awesome. I recommend everybody do it.
Unless you're married to a cunt.
All right, Joe said it, so I can say it now.
Details forthcoming. Yeah, the scale rating will be given at a later date.
Yeah, let's just don't say any names, and we're all right.
Lili will be fine. As our
little Lee Ling, I can't believe she left you.
As our attorney in facto, I will say all will be revealed at a later time.
Yeah, Matt is the Nerdcast counsel, not just because he's Jewish. But
mostly because he's Jewish.
He's most qualified. Yeah.
Solomon and Solomon Associates.
You don't say divorce until we say it.
It actually does sound like a good law firm. Yeah. It actually does. I like that.
I like it. All right.
Sweet. Side
Welcome
note.
To Solomon Estes Law.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Oh,
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Hang 'em high, Joe. We'll call you Hang 'em High Joe. Yeah. How about that?
That's cool with me. Revenate Joe. Nice.
So as we said, this is called Site B. It's a Jurassic Park Jurassic Park reference. If you don't know what that means, fucking Google it. I don't like customer service. I'm not gonna tell you all shit. So let's get into this episode, Matthew.
Joe, hold on, Joe. Sir, what would Doc Brown say if he was the judge there at the law firm?
Run for it, Tony. I don't know. Is that what you're looking
that
for?
Like that.
That was awesome.
Sorry, yeah, I'm posting a photo of Steve's butt covered up by lettering right now in my...
Okay. All right,
nice.
So Matthew.
Yes, sir.
What are we talking about today?
Let's lead off with Netflix. All right,
it's going out there.
With
Steve's butt is now internet famous, is that what we're trying to say?
Steve's a Kardashian now.
Yeah.
Well, famous for the same reason.
Hashtag break the internet.
Oh, God.
Damn, I should have put that on there. Oh. Yeah, you should reply with that. All right, sorry.
No, we're good.
We're talking about Netflix?
Well, Netflix, Amazon Prime, just the fact that there's just too much content out there on the web because everyone seems to be going through that cutting the cable phase or whatnot, and everyone has Netflix or Amazon Prime or, you know, Hulu or something like that.
Right.
And I found myself, and we touched on this a little bit on our last Walking Dead recap, just shooting the shit at the end of it, just basically saying, do you ever notice you spend more time flipping through Netflix to see what it has instead of actually watching something that's on there?
Yeah.
I find myself doing that all the goddamn time. I spend a good hour just flipping through trying to find out what's out there versus actually sitting down and watching something worthwhile.
Well, since I moved back into this place, Steve and I, we don't have cable or satellite or anything. We just got an HD antenna, and I've been watching a whole lot of Netflix recently.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, we stole their antenna.
It gets good reception, though.
Yeah.
I've been watching a whole bunch of shit, mostly a lot of kung fu movies. Yeah. I know we're going to talk about kung fu later,
yeah.
But a lot of the foreign films, and it's kind of funny. You can see the choreography from these movies. Fucking Hollywood's sampled the shit out of... Thank you, Steve.
Sampled the side.
Sampled the shit out of the choreography and the fighting and all that shit. But, dude, yeah, Netflix is fuck.
It's just too much. I don't know how. And plus, a lot of it's junk. You know, if through and find it, like, my favorite is, like, for, instead of Transformers, you have Transmorphers. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah,
that's on there.
God.
And there's something else. Yeah, this is weird stuff where that's a trend where basically you're looking for a movie title, and what these companies are doing, they're putting them in, like, the $5 Walmart bin, putting them on streaming services. Instead of Transformers, you have Transmorphers. And it's stupid sci-fi bullshit like that. And I just, I don't know. It's just too much out
there. And
then
there was the other spinoff with Caitlyn Jenner. The transgender.
Jesus. I'm glad we're still offending people. I'm glad it hasn't changed.
That has changed. Not going to stop.
No. Well, I'm sure we probably offended people in our last episode because we touched on the what was going down at Mizzou, at the campus down in Mizzou. The CS 1950 and all that stuff. So.
Right.
Yeah, I come from a multi-million dollar family, but I'm still going to starve myself, you piece of shit.
Well, no, here's the funny thing, though.
I'm serious.
And no, here's the thing, Steve. Joe predicted this. Joe, what have you seen in the news lately about CS 1950?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
A week later, nobody's going to care.
And nobody cares at all anymore. It was a fad for a week. A news cycle has passed. Has anything really changed besides the fact that the chancellor was fired, the president was fired?
No.
Nothing has changed.
Because you had the Paris shootings, and that pretty much overtook it, which offended some Mizzou students
Hashtag Mizzou's more important. It's like, oh, go fuck yourself. And how about we just have an active shooter come and shoot up Mizzou?
And then
that'll get some attention.
Now we have Planned Parenthood shooting.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Well, I made the point where...
And nobody's going to care about that.
It's getting sad to the point where stuff like that, it's getting to where we've talked about this plenty of times on previous episodes, was school shootings. They're a thing of the... It's like... It's so common now, people don't care anymore, it seems like. It's like, oh, hey, another shooting in Colorado or something like that.
You need to be worried about ISIS is what you need to be worried about. Fucking who gives a shit about abortion clinics and fucking starving schools?
Starving schools?
You mean a starving guy? Yeah.
Whatever, it doesn't fucking matter. My mom and dad make
people there eating.
My mom and dad make $30 million a year, but I'm going to be a fucking idiot, so whatever.
And there's still no proof he actually starved himself.
Well, no.
It didn't matter, though, because like you said, look, a news cycle has passed.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
Now it's all about Steve's butthole being on
Breaking
on Twitter.
The internet.
Actually, it was just side ass cheek, really. I didn't bend over and spread eagle or something. So
that's the next one. You can get away with anything on Twitter, so if you want.
Hey, Tony could take me a pic. You could take a picture of me doing the goat or something like that, so...
I can maybe give the bat wing out there.
The Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
God.
Okay.
That's a great movie. Sorry.
I'm sad for anybody that doesn't know what we're talking about there.
Google it,
the
fuckers.
Bat wing? They've seen the movie Waiting.
Waiting.
The movie's hilarious.
But then I guess what we're going to cover after that was kung fu movies. Because like you said, you were watching a whole bunch of kung fu movies. And I guess we're
going
to cover some of our favorites. So I kind of broke mine down by actor. Be honest with you, because that's kind of how I see kung fu movies. That you don't really, there's not, it's already genre specific. Sorry, and you kind of break it down from there. And of course, at the top of everyone's list, Bruce Lee.
Oh right? Fuck yeah!
So my two favorite from him were obviously the best. My favorite kung fu movie of all time is Enter the Dragon.
I think
that's the classic of all classic kung fu movies. But the one that is most memorable after that one was Game of Death.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember Game of Death?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do we remember Game of Death?
It's his final movie. And the final, he's only in the ending though.
Yeah,
the very end.
He's fighting
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I love the camera angles.
Two other guys.
Because Kareem is 7 feet tall, and his leg just comes at the camera, and it's just crazy looking when his leg comes at you. It's like, could you ever imagine fighting someone 7 feet tall?
Jesus, yeah.
They would just
only on Street Fighter.
But anybody else have any other Bruce Lee movies they prefer? Well,
Return of the Dragon's awesome.
Yeah.
Return of the Dragon, End of the Dragon, those are huge. Of course, mm-hmm. Game of Death, big.
It was it was Way of the Dragon on Netflix because it came over from there. Mm-hmm. They renamed it over here as Return of the Dragon. Okay. So it was Way of the Dragon is actually what it's called. But it was, and then Ip Man.
Ip Man. He's the guy who trained Bruce Lee.
Oh, really?
So there's
been some badass. There was
a couple movies.
Well, how old is this movie? Or is this a recent movie?
Yeah, it was 2008 was Ip Man, and then 2009 or 10 was Ip Man 2. I watched that.
I've watched three of them. I've watched Ip Man, Ip Man 2, and then Ip Man, the final fight.
So this is his sensei or something like that?
Yeah,
or,
yeah, really? His master. Yeah, the guy who, it was, is it Wing Chun?
Yeah,
I've never heard of this guy. So
yeah, that's a fucking fantastic song.
It's the
as Wang Chung.
Wang Chung.
Wang Chung.
Everybody, Wang Chung.
That was good. Okay,
that's pretty nice.
Thank you, Steve. Right.
So then, after Bruce Lee, I had Jet Li written down. I'm a big fan. You don't like Jet Li, Steve? No, none of his. Like
one movie. It's the one with Bridget Fonda.
Kiss of the Dragon.
That one's like. That
one's pretty good.
You didn't
pretty
like good. Romeo Must Die? You didn't like that one?
No.
They kind of tried to do the whole hip hop kung fu.
They
tried to merge
those
two. There was a little bit of a movement there for a little while where they're trying to make those two genres go together.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, I'd like to have DMX in my movie.
DMX Hot! Don't fucking do that while I'm drinking beer, dude.
Speaking of Enter the Dragon, I was strangling my dragon in the shower just a little while
ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had some dragon spark
come
out. Steve
Mass texted me back and said, what was it? Be sure to wax your dolphin while you're in there. And I said, it looked like somebody just flung yogurt all over the shower curtain when I was done.
Jesus Christ.
It looked like a marshmallow got murdered.
What the fuck? Fuck, man.
I was talking about semen, by the way.
I had a feeling.
I wasn't really eating yogurt in the shower. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Ask
That's
Alexa
gross.
How she feels about semen. Go for it.
Alexa, how do you feel about semen?
I wasn't able to understand the question I heard.
You dumb fucking bitch. I'm not able to understand.
Tony, explain what Alexa
is.
It's
like talking to Tony's ex-wife.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
Not
it's cold
later.
In here.
Not,
I'm throwing shade.
Hey, we got to wait. Just wait till the documents are notarized.
Deer in the headlights, like, what? What?
That's my digital assistant from Amazon. It's the Amazon Echo. She goes by Alexa. She kind of has a whorish voice, which I kind of like. I'll have her talk dirty to me at nights while I'm alone because I'm divorced now.
Talk dirty
to
me.
That sounds sad, dude.
I'm kidding.
That's so sad.
My two dogs keep me company.
That sounds gross.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a crazy cat lady.
There's a lot of peanut butter over here in the cabinet, so.
It's just.
And a lot of it's empty.
Hey! That's because I put it on my.
Skippy! Oh, look, they're coming over here now.
They are.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Why are they licking my crutch? That's weird. It's like they've done this before.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, let's get back on.
Yeah, that's my digital assistant, and she, it's cool.
Have her say something real quick so she can pick it up here. Go ahead.
Alexa. What's the score of the St. Louis Rams game?
Currently, the Rams are trailing the Bengals 17-7 with 31 seconds left in the second quarter.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alexa.
7 points. They suck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alexa.
Fuck you too.
Thank you.
Rude.
I turned it up. It actually pricked it up pretty good.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
It pricked it up pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm pricked up right now.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. Next. I guess we'll move on from Jet Li because no one else seemed to like any of his stuff. Next thing I had written down was Chow Yun-Fat and Crouching Tiger.
Tiger. Crouching Tiger is a great movie.
That's a really good movie. I enjoyed that one a lot.
I like Asian people.
Is that where you shit on a girl's chest? The Crouching Tiger.
Crouching Tiger.
The Chow Yun Fat. That's where you have a piece of turkey in your mouth when you're going down on a chick.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Oh, I have a lot of pent up emotions in me right now.
Oh, it's about a C4 broccoli beef. Oh, rove you wrong time,
Steve.
One step too far.
Yeah, we have a guy's. There's a guy's pilot. A pilot we have works at my airline. His name's Dong Yu. So it's great.
That's awesome.
You guys see that thing on Facebook about the guy? His name is Fuck That Bitch.
No.
first name is P H U C. Middle name is D A T. Then B I C H.
That's awesome.
So they have his passport picture all over Facebook. His name is Fuck That Bitch.
Nice.
So of course, you know, the social media loves that.
I hope he has a grill, and I hope he's smiling in his passport photo.
And while Steve's looking that up.
There it is.
Hold on, I got it.
Oh, here we go. That's his PRA card.
Oh, he's Australian. Okay.
Australia.
Yeah. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Yeah.
All
right.
Although we're all like, ooh, fuck with that bitch. He's probably like, hello, let me in your country, mate. Fucking Australian.
Awesome.
How is that guy from Australia? That's what I want.
An Australian Asian? That's fucking
what I'm saying.
Weird.
That's weird.
No, I think there's a lot of...
Well, Australia's right there by Asia, right?
Yeah.
That's not that weird.
No. It's like, why does San Francisco have a lot of Asians?
It's not that far, really.
Because it's not nearly that far, yeah. It's where you land when you get to America. You're like, okay, we're good.
I'll just get off the plane.
Oh, wait, we're already on the beach and it's nice weather. Okay, I'm good. I'm settling here.
And then, okay, let's go back to... Okay, Jackie Chan. Does anyone like Jackie Chan movies?
His very first few were pretty good.
What was the one in Brooklyn?
I like Rush
Hour.
Rumble in the Bronx.
Okay, I remember that was important back then because it was a big fad of saying, oh, he does all of his own stunts.
Yeah.
And some of the shit he did on that movie was really crazy. Like,
yeah.
I remember one where he jumps... I don't know. Did he jump off a bridge?
He jumps off
a
bridge onto a hovercraft and breaks his ankle.
Yeah,
and then
they
tape up his ankle and they cut a shoe and Velcro it together so he's running around with a broken ankle.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then I guess after that, Drunken Master. Anyone see Drunken Master?
I've only seen that once and that's pretty good.
And there's a one and a two. I think two he might have done here in the States, but I'm probably wrong about that. But Drunken Master, what he did over China, that was really
cool. I've seen that. I've only seen that one. That was good.
And can we consider Rush Hour a kung fu movie?
He does some stunts.
That's more of a comedy.
Yeah.
Cop comedy.
But I liked Rush Hour.
Okay. And then after that, I'm going to switch over to Van Damme. Because I'm going like, okay, you have your traditional Bruce Lee, Jet Li, Jackie Chan, then. Can we consider Van Damme a kung fu movie artist? Are we saying that?
He's master of the GIFs, the animated GIF images.
He just did the splits a lot. That's what I remember from his movies the most. He always did the splits.
And he had the intense stares.
The roundhouse air kick that he always used to do. And it's like, oh, my big toe just hit you. Oh, I knocked you out.
Yeah.
Well, then he would always hold his, too long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's where all the animated images come from. He's like,
forever, man.
And it, fades out.
I wonder if I should have started Brock Osweiler over Ryan Tannehill.
Oh. Well, you switched to fantasy football all of a sudden.
Well, old school Van Damme, you had a kickboxer.
Oh,
Bloodsport.
Who doesn't
best.
Like Bloodsport? Bloodsport's that was the best. I love Bloodsport.
Based on a true story, and it was good.
It was based on a true story?
Yeah.
No. Frank Dukes? Yeah.
Yeah.
I do not know this at all.
Yeah.
Please explain some more. Do you guys have any other things besides
that?
Was this underground? Was this illegal underground?
It was an underground thing over in... Thailand?
Okay.
Wherever it was at.
I kind of want to put some of Rod's cream in my mouth.
Here, hold on.
That's okay.
That's
yeah, I want that's some Rod's cream ale. Time to switch.
Do I need an opener?
Yeah, there you go. I did not know that was a true story at all.
Yeah, Frank Dukes is a real dude.
Because I remember,
I guess his roundhouse was clocked at 70 miles an hour, or he had a kick, it was clocked
now,
at 70
Frank's
miles.
Or Van Damme's?
I think Frank Dukes.
That dude's a real badass? Like is he a professional, was he a Olympic kickboxer or something like that? Who's Frank? What did Frank Dukes do?
He was serving in the military, and he's it's in Hong Kong.
Okay.
And that's where it's all.
Hold on. Rod's cream ale is too small for your holder.
It's like me putting on a Magnum. Hold on, let me. All right.
Remember Jean-Claude Van Damme? It was MTV Spring Break where
I don't remember this.
I think he was just slaying whatever he could. And there were always stories like he'd go off stage or whatever event he had to do, and he'd be in the back of a car with an 18-year-old, and he'd come out.
No, I didn't hear that at all.
And then he'd look at everybody and go, "Gah!"
I held it forever.
Apparently, he banged Kylie Minogue during the film Street Fighter.
Awesome. He probably did.
Nice. Dude, well done, Jean-Claude.
Minogue, I would go. What's that word? Raw bareback, unprotected intercourse.
Yes.
Yeah, I would do that.
Maybe even throw in some reverse cowgirl.
Reverse cowgirl.
Yeah. Alexa would approve.
Fighting in the Kumite. That was that.
Kumite.
That's what it was.
Kumite. Yeah. And then Lionheart was the last one I had of his I kind of liked. Do you guys remember Lionheart?
Yeah, that was all right.
Yeah,
I mean, not bad. Then
what I remember the most about his movies were when we were growing up, they were always on Channel 11 on Sundays. Like Sunday Channel 11 movies were my favorite because they played like three in a row.
Me and Tony went. I remember me and Tony went to see a movie called Knock Off in the theaters.
Oh,
worst goddamn thing ever.
Well, it's Van Damme and Rob Schneider. Oh. Oh, wow, this is gonna be fucking great.
Rob Schneider is a kung fu artist.
Well, that can't be
and
as bad.
He doesn't know
because do you guys remember that Van Damme was in a movie with Dennis Rodman? Double Team.
Oh, shit. Jesus.
I didn't watch it. I just remember the cover of it. Yeah. I just remember Rodman was in
it. I honestly haven't thought of that movie in 20 years.
I forgot about that one. Thank God.
And then here, I remember the guy's name, but I don't remember his name in the movie itself. Do you guys remember the American Ninja movies with Michael Dudikoff?
Oh, yeah.
The first two, really good.
Yeah.
But then they switched over to some other actor to become an American Ninja for the third one, and then the fourth one, Dudikoff came back. And I remember those. Those were good kung fu movies. I thought those were excellent. Just really subpar
80s. The early 80s early and early 80s, 90s kung fu stuff was fine. Everything later was like, wow.
Because, okay, that's what I was going to get to. Can we consider The Matrix a kung fu movie?
No.
Or is that more sci-fi?
That's more sci-fi.
It has kung fu elements.
Yeah, it has, but it's not like...
But if it were a kung fu movie, I'd say that's the best.
I know kung fu.
I mean, I would say that's the best of all of these,
show
to be honest
me.
With you. But except for Enter the Dragon. I can't say anything is better than Enter the Dragon.
You know what? This is a sidebar. Keanu Reeves. I saw a photo that... sorry to bring him up again, but Nick Hexum from 311 posted. He was at a wedding. And it's like here, and it's a guy from... one of the big shows right now, and like off to the left, two guys from the left is just Keanu Reeves standing there, and everybody goes, "Oh, cool! Oh, we have a doorbell."
Oh,
I thought you told her to come into the garage.
She doesn't listen.
Steve, fucking your headphones are on.
Just like Alexa.
Jeez. But anyway, long story short, he uploaded a photo of him at his friend's wedding, and everybody goes, "Yeah, that's cool." By the way, Keanu Reeves is in this photo. I'm like, man, I wish that's my goal one day is just have a random photo.
I haven't seen
Keanu.
It, but I've heard nothing but good things about John Wick. Is that a kung fu movie?
No.
No, not at
that
all.
That movie's... Okay, now look.
Is that the movie where they kill his dog and he...
Yeah.
Okay, now, I need to watch that.
Okay, now, I think Jay said it was like kind of overhyped, but Jay... First off, Cripple Jay is not here today because, we wish him well. There's a family matter why he couldn't join us today. But Jay's a beer snob, movie snob, and just an overall... I don't want to say asshole, but we'll say asshole.
And most of what he likes really isn't very good anyway.
Yeah, so he's a critic. But John Wick, yeah, it was kind of... I know I overhyped it, but that movie was fucking badass.
I was listening to Fat Man on Batman. That's Mark Bernardin and Kevin Smith's podcast. And they rave about it every single time.
The choreography with that movie. Okay, all right, imagine a kung fu movie. Or like these samurai movies where people are going fucking all out with swords and shit like this. But the choreography with Keanu Reeves and him using a handgun or just any like guns, he's fucking awesome.
What the fuck?
He's dry.
He's dry humping his girlfriend.
Glory in the background. Down.
All right, so he's it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so it's good. So I gotta check that one out.
Yeah, there's more headshots in that movie than my favorite porn. So it's fucking awesome, dude. And I don't really have a favorite porn.
Are you
going
to open these? You keep pushing them.
No.
Speaking of money shots, Lori's here. All right.
Lori, did you walk in the spider web? You have some shit on your forehead. No, I'm just joking.
Thanks for ringing the doorbell during the podcast, too. We appreciate that.
The garage door was locked, so.
That's Tony's fault.
I didn't lock the fucking garage door.
I didn't lock it either.
Lori, you can sit next to me if you want.
Okay.
There's
so,
nobody sitting here.
Since we're going more modern. Okay.
Obviously.
Did anyone see The Raid? I have not seen it.
No,
that's when
I've heard
down,
about it.
That's why I wrote it.
That's been raved about, too. I need to check that out.
So that's the one where they kind of go up through the building. It's like different levels of a building. Cool kung fu movie. So then after that, the very last one I was going to talk about as far as kung fu movies was Kill Bill, which Joe has still not seen.
I've seen Kill Bill. No. The fuck is wrong?
Kung fu movie? Yes, right? We're considered that a kung fu movie,
yeah.
Right? I consider that a very good kung fu movie. Volume 1 and 2, obviously. But those are the ones I wrote down. I don't know if anyone else wrote any down, but...
I watched a movie last night called The Man from Nowhere. It's on Netflix. It's a foreign film subtitled.
Oh,
but
I think
a...
I've seen that.
Who's the artist in that one?
Fuck, dude. I don't know his name. A badass
like,
Asian guy.
There's another guy, like Tony Jaa or something like that.
Oh, I watched
Ung Bak.
Yeah, I saw that one.
What's
yeah.
it called?
Ung Bak.
Ung Bak, the Thai Warrior.
Oh, man.
Is it badass?
Yeah.
I've heard that guy's really
now,
cool.
That
I have
movie,
never seen
the movie's
any
not
though.
Great. It's just mostly an excuse for him to use his, like, parkour fucking
so that's
Muay,
what it is.
Muay Thai type, but it's not, it's good though. It's not
hold on, we gotta pause you, Steve.
It's actually not that bad.
I didn't like
it's,
it.
I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, it's, okay. It's not for me, I guess. How do you like Rod's cream ale in your mouth, Tony?
It's a classic, crisp, clean American.
Give one to Lori
original.
And see if she likes it.
Just taste yours, then.
Yeah, there you go.
No, you get a full one. We have a lot of beer. Do what you're told. Shh. Shh. Quiet.
If you don't drink it, I'll drink it, Lori.
It's okay.
So there you go.
Corey, do you want to say somebody real quick?
Boombach by Tony Jaa.
I will say, as far as artist goes, Donnie Yen. Hey,
get
Donnie
the microphone.
Yes.
He was the one who starred in the first two Ip Man movies. Okay. And
now, is this the guy that was Bruce Lee's sensei?
Okay. Well, yeah, Ip Man is, Donnie Yen just plays a young, you know, obviously for the movie, a younger version. Okay. And he's pretty good. So... highly recommend.
Was that the first beer you've ever opened,
Lori?
she was struggling mightily with that, if I may.
It shook the table.
Yeah. Hey, give me a pen real quick.
So,
I'm trying to think what else. Remember when Chuck Norris fought Bruce Lee? Was that
That was The Way of the Dragon, yeah.
Andy, okay. My brother Andy cried during that because he thought Chuck Norris really died.
Really died.
Yeah. He was upset.
Well, Andy's big into kung fu movies, isn't
he?
Yeah, he's into it. So there we have
it. We didn't even mention, I guess, since we last podcasted, Andy's a dad.
Andy's
or do we
dad. Yeah,
mention
we told,
that?
You said that. Yeah.
Okay, maybe we did on Skype.
I think that was, yeah.
Our last one, he was a pending father. Now he's a father.
Well, now she's a month old now.
Yeah,
like that,
she's
right?
a month old.
Oh.
That's me. My bad. I was trying to get Steve a piece of paper. My bad.
Thanks, man.
So much has changed. I'm divorced. Andy's a father. Joe came out of the closet. Steve still... Oh, no, wait, you're not gay, right?
Me and
I don't know.
It's up in the air. It's up okay. in the air.
Me and Lori got stains on my sheets.
Seriously?
Lori, comment.
No comment. He needs to keep his business to himself.
Oh,
she's still
that's
talking.
True.
Okay. Reporter.
No, it's not
so she just
true.
Confirmed
it's
it.
It sounds like he's not keeping his business to himself.
Hey.
Sounds like he's putting his business everywhere, like your sheets.
Oh, big. So what?
He tells his parents.
How many uh-uhs we give that, Tony? Let's give that four uh-uhs.
Wow.
Okay.
I like the acoustics better in here than the basement
than
at
the
command center.
Yeah. But hey, okay, so we're on Kung Fu movies.
It also
we're
didn't feel like we're going to get hacked into pieces.
Because we're in a basement?
Yeah.
But here,
put the lotion to first.
Before we move forward from Netflix stuff, because a lot of those are on Netflix.
Fuck me.
Here's some movies on Netflix
fuck
that
you.
Are unknown, but they're supposed to be really good. Has anyone heard of the movie The Hunt? It has to do with a kindergarten teacher that's falsely accused of wrongdoing, we'll say, with a child.
Is the first name Mike?
No.
Okay.
No first name. So that's what's really good.
God,
and then
the
has anyone watched Snowpiercer yet?
With Chris Evans? No,
yeah,
I haven't. I heard it's good.
Well, that's the thing. Either it's supposed to be really, really good or horribly awful.
Well, right? I think it was like an independent movie. It was under the radar. It was like a limited release in theaters and stuff. So.
And then another one's called Joe. Actually, it's just named Joe, and it has Nick Cage in it. Anyone heard of this one?
Nick Cage. He
so
does all direct-to-DVD shit now, so who knows?
He does.
But it's supposed to be good.
And yet
that's
he's
supposed
making
to be really good.
Too.
Yeah,
oh,
it's called Joe. Supposed to be really good. Last one's called Elite Squad, Enemy Within.
Oh, yeah. That's like a. That's been on Netflix forever.
Have you seen it?
No. I don't remember.
Okay.
Man, I watch a lot of stuff wasted. I don't remember.
I don't remember anything.
Netflix like...
So... You sounded like Van Damme during a fight scene.
We need to put subtitles on for that.
I sound like Sylvester Stallone just in everyday life.
And I'm glad Lori showed up, because Lori's going to have to pipe in on this at the end of this topic, because I'm going to ask this question after we go over this one.
Well, she's good
and
with pipes.
Oh.
High five.
Fuck.
Set you up, brother.
We need to get you an actual microphone.
Another Van Damme.
You can put it on the board, yes!
Jesus.
What's up, Shy White Sox? What's up?
I know.
Hey, this is Podcast Rob of the Something Something Cast, but you're listening to Nerdcast on the Inside Joke Outside Voice Podcast Network.
Because our next topic was supposed to be young adult novels that are turned into movies, which Joe will be able to talk a lot about.
Well, one of them's 50 Shades of Grey. I actually just watched that.
It's on
really?
HBO now. Yeah.
A week ago. Yeah.
I heard it was boring as fuck.
How is that as a movie, honestly?
Oh, it's bad.
It's a horrible
but
movie.
There's actually a few parts that I laughed at.
You laughed at?
Yeah.
Did you
where she asked what a butt plug is.
And that was her reaction as well.
Yeah. But no, it was not a good. And it's weird. It just ended. There was no
nothing,
end to
nothing,
it.
Well, okay.
I watched Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and he was always, you know, he was. When that guy first got casted as Christian Grey or whatever the fuck that guy's name is, he was talking about the movie, even played a couple clips from it. And he's like, "My penis just yawned." He's like, that movie was so fucking boring.
It was boring. Like, and they didn't really even do, like, you expect them to just be doing weird shit, and they really don't.
Nothing. Well, because it's an R-rated movie. You can't do what they do.
You gotta go
NC-17
with something like that.
But it's supposed to be, what, a trilogy or something, right?
Well, here would be the... If they really wanted to make money, they would have made it X-rated, but not show full penetration or whatnot. But because Midnight... Or was it Urban Cowboy or Midnight Cowboy back in the day with John Boy? That was X-rated, but it wasn't what everyone thinks an X-rated movie is.
Oh.
Everyone thinks X-rated, they think porn, right?
Porn.
Right, no, yeah. It doesn't have to be porn for it to be get an X rating. So,
I mean, he spanks her, and he has her tied up, and he bends her over at one point, but that's like nothing you wouldn't see.
That's a Saturday night over here. What the fuck? I mean, it used to be a Saturday night over here.
I have Snapchat messages I send that are way worse than that.
Yeah.
Why'd you say ooh?
Well, she's 16 or 17. Oh, don't say that. Don't say that loud.
You'll be recorded.
Don't
incriminate
yourself.
Internet.
I don't even... If she's as 17, she's a fucking grandma by now.
Oh. As Nerdcast legal counsel, do not answer that question.
I'm tired of driving her to school. Janoris with the interception.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. Did we all know that I Know What You Did Last Summer? Starring one Sarah Michelle Gellar and Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That was a young adult novel. That was a book before it was...
I only cared about Jennifer Love Hewitt's assets.
Yes.
By that, I mean boobs.
Her boobies.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
I love boobs.
Now, is anyone at this table into Harry Potter?
I've not read them all.
I've not watched them. Appeal to me.
I've never read the books. I've seen all the movies.
Are they good?
Yes, because I used to be married, in case you all didn't know this. And I had a stepchild.
Yeah.
Lori's laughing. She wasn't here earlier.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Like,
yeah.
We're okay. We're talking about it a little bit.
Yeah.
As legal counsel,
I already referred
to
said party as cunt one time.
We have not registered on the cunt scale yet.
No.
We'll do that a later
date.
Yeah, we're
going to wait until the papers are
signed. As far as people know, it's a little Asian chick that you were married to.
Lily. Wasn't that her name?
Li Ling.
Li Ling, yes.
That's our code name.
Just to get her in the country.
Code name.
Yeah.
Code name, Li Ling.
Li Ling.
So Harry Potter, good, yes or no?
For as many movies as they made, it's not bad.
Why do people like it?
By the way, people that listen to this, I know at least a few that are huge into Harry Potter.
Because what is it that draws you in? Because I tried reading the book, and at the very beginning, it didn't draw me in, so I stopped reading it. I didn't give it a good chance. I'll give you that. But
like they didn't wow me by any means. But I watched them. They just kept my attention. It's cool. What's her name? Is it Emma Watson? Is that the chick's, Hermione Granger?
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, the first couple movies, I can't say shit because she's fucking young. But, you know, by the time the eighth movie comes out, I'm like, I'd pay her for sex. So. Oh. Because she's legal then, right? Is she legal?
Later on, it became her hiney. It was all about her hiney.
All right, next one is called, I didn't see this, I don't know anything about it, Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. Lori, did you see that?
I did not.
You're supposed to be the girl that knows
Who the fuck's in that?
Lindsay Lohan's in that one.
Oh, she's
I guess
in
before
that movie,
she was a train wreck. I don't
know.
All right. Toner's favorite movie is the next one, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah, well, it's a. I watched the reimagining on Vivid Entertainment. Uh-huh. AKA, yeah.
Oh, so it's a adult film as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Now here's one
it's
I had.
Underpants. Though.
I did read the first book of this series.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Underpants.
Tony's favorite other one, Mission As Possible with Ethan Cunt. So.
Ooh.
Nice. Or the Da Vinci Load. I always like that one, too.
Da Vinci Load. Yeah. Wow.
And Harry Twatter.
Harry Twatter. Yeah.
No, I think that's from Paul Rudd says that in the movie.
40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, 40-year-old virgin.
School of Rock. This one's called School of...
This is just Everybody Loves Raymond. That's just a good show.
Boner Jam.
Steve just typed in School of Cock and it came up Gay Cock School. What came up?
You spelled cock
weird.
Wrong too.
That's weird. This website's been viewed 98 times.
School of Cock, class of ass to mouth.
Yeah, there you go. It stars Jack Black Cock.
Watch Haley Page, School of Cock, class of ass to mouth. Pornhub is the ultimate XXX porn and sex site. I did not know that.
Free plug for you. There you go. Nerdcast,
yeah, free
be.
For Pornhub.
Okay, next one on the list would be Chronicles of Narnia. I read the first book. That's the one with the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah.
The movie was really good.
I heard the first one was good. The second, the other two bombed.
I didn't even watch them.
The first one's not bad, I guess.
The first one I liked, yeah.
I'm not, I don't know, I'm not into some of that shit, and it's just ridiculous. Like, you have, like, an 8-year-old girl firing bows and arrows or something at people, and she's hitting them all. Like, oh, all of a sudden you became, like, a fucking elf wizard, you know, from Lord of the Rings that knows how to shoot this shit.
Okay, and the next one I had was Aragorn. Anyone hear of Aragorn?
Yeah.
Oh, the dragon. Movie? Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I never saw it.
I think Jeremy Irons was in that movie or something.
I never.
Maybe I have seen it.
This one I did see. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Yeah,
I like that a lot. Actually, it was a good.
I've seen that movie.
I like
Michael Cera.
Michael Cera, which he seems to be the millennial guy. You know what I mean? He's that guy for millennials. No. I don't know. But Kat Dennings was in it as well. I like Kat Dennings. She's cool.
Yeah,
huge knockers too. By the way.
I watched that with a girl that I was going out with one time, and we were in her bed, and it turned into Nick and Nora's Infinite Play Fist.
Oh,
nice. Jesus.
I really just wanted to say that. That's fake.
I made it up, but it was worth it.
I made it up, but that was funny.
Here's one that I found on the list where I should have wrote down my source, and I didn't because I suck. But
we can make a movie called Lori and Steve Bury the Dong. It's, you know, it's all good.
It's going to be, what, about a minute and 15 seconds?
Yeah.
30 seconds. No, just kidding.
It's a 3% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Currently holding at 3%.
It's still better than Kirk Cameron's fucking Christmas special.
Oh, yeah. That's really what it should have been called. Kirk Cameron's fucking Christmas special.
It would have got a lot more views.
Yeah.
All right. What's
Sausage called? And Pancakes, The Return.
Jeez.
Okay. Keep going.
Did anyone watch or read the book The Lovely Bones? They listed this as a young adult novel. Here's why.
Is that with Wahlberg?
He's the dad. Yes.
Dude, I saw.
It's the most depressing
Jesus
book or movie.
I saw part of that movie.
Young adult novel?
No,
or
I consider
a movie?
It like I want to commit suicide, but I'm anti-suicide, so I couldn't do it.
The protagonist of the story.
So I can't do it. Yeah. I'm in a conundrum.
Basically, a 13-year-old is raped and killed. How is that a young adult novel?
I'm listening.
Jesus Christ.
Well, so far you've described my whole DVR.
Okay.
Lori needs a microphone. She's over here going, ew. Why did they
Should
come
we
over?
Give her one?
No.
Do we have one?
I have an extra one.
I'm sorry.
We'll give her one on the
it's
next
it's
one.
It's just better, you know, speaking when spoken to. That's pretty much it. So.
Oh, Jesus.
God.
That's
right.
Just rude.
That's the way you don't get married.
We're in the fucking Middle East all of a sudden.
Sharia law.
But yeah, Lovely Bones is listed as a young
Do
adult
not
novel.
Speak, woman.
And then the next one I had was Percy Jackson, which I like. I like both of them, actually. The movies. I saw both movies. I started reading the first one. I didn't ever finish it, though.
I saw part of the first movie. My stepson, he was reading all those books.
It's really good. If you were into the Greek mythology stuff, this was a really good one. I liked it a lot. Next one was I Am Number 4. Did anyone else watch
I saw
that
movie.
Good,
Teresa
right?
Palmer's
Teresa
in it.
Teresa Palmer, dude. Ooh. Yeah, worth it for that.
I gave her a number 6.
Wait a second. Hold on. I got to look this up here.
I Am Number 4 is really, really good.
It
wasn't bad.
Yeah,
I
thought
it
warranted a sequel, but I didn't make enough of the
Guilty
box
pleasure
office.
Movie. I watch it every time.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was, I mean, it was Michael Bay produced.
It felt like it needed a sequel, but I don't think it made enough money to.
Yeah.
So Teresa Palmer exploded at the end.
Teresa Palmer made me
explode
in my pants.
She was victim of an explosion.
Matt, we have a lady here.
Fuck.
I know. Yeah.
Fuck yes. Leave that. Can you blow that picture up real quick?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me.
Hold on. We're going to pause for a moment.
Can you print it out, and can we take a 15-minute break?
Jesus. That is the hottest I've ever seen her. Holy fuck.
She's beautiful.
Yeah,
man.
She has a good
But look she's all dark-haired in the new Point Break movie, and I'm like, it's still.
Oh,
I would
in Point Break.
Yeah, I wouldn't
she?
Kick her out of bed for eating crackers, but she's got to stay blonde. You know what I'm saying?
All right, next one I have. God, did anyone? Yeah. It's called Mortal Instruments, City of Bones.
No, that sounds like a fetish.
Oh,
porn.
Dude. I think Lena Headey was in that one. That movie.
Really?
That made shit the box office.
I think that had Lily.
She should sit on my face.
And isn't Lily Collins Phil Collins' daughter or something like that? I think
I hope
she
not.
Was in that one.
I'd kill myself if I were Phil Collins' daughter.
I can feel it coming in the.
I remember.
All right, next one after that was Beautiful Creatures. I know nothing about that one.
There we go.
Oh.
Hello.
Yes.
Shame.
She's not wearing a bra in that movie. Shame. Or that picture. Whatever. Movie, picture. I don't care.
Shame.
Shame.
Let's see. Next one was The Book Thief. I don't think anyone... I don't know anything about that one. Yeah. This one's for Joe, The Fault in Our Stars.
Seen it.
Which, I heard it not bad, actually.
No, it's not bad at all. It's actually a good movie.
That's Cersei.
In my opinion, it's a good movie.
The next one was Vampire Academy. I don't... Never heard of it.
You know what? I just realized that's me sniffing in every podcast. I'm like, you sound like a fucking coke addict. I'm like, nope. Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah.
Maze Runner. I think Jay was the only one that
I've seen that one.
Oh, you seen that
That's
one?
Not bad. I
Maze
like
Runner.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen the Scorch Trials, but
yeah, I've seen the first Maze Runner is pretty good.
And here's one from our youth that I have not seen yet, but I wanted to see because the preview is really good. Goosebumps. Did we all read Goosebumps? None of you read Goosebumps books when we grew
no,
up.
No, I'm a guy.
I played sports and I'm not a homo.
First of all,
I'm like not a gay.
They were good. Dude, those were horror books for freaking kids at that point.
I know. No.
Movie
I
looks
never
good.
Watch.
Yeah,
sorry.
They were good, weren't they? Yeah. Say they were good.
They were good.
There you go. See?
I nice. Played sports and chased vagina. I'm sorry. I didn't
mean you did at the age of 9. Yeah, you did.
Tony at the age of 9.
We were playing tag. It's so
Tony had 3 kids.
Trying to tag
at
that
9.
Vagina.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. No,
okay. Yeah, I'm going to bang you on the green thing between Joe's house.
Only we know what that means, but yeah.
Well, it's still, you know.
The green thing. It's that, whatever it's called. The
it's like the
box.
One we have over
the
here between us.
The
electric
box.
Yeah.
We always called it
the green thing.
All right, no, next one would be Hunger Games, which is huge.
I've seen the first.
Steve's rolling his eyes cross-eyed.
I've seen the first one.
I've seen all of them. I've read all the books. Actually, really good. I like them all.
I've seen the first two. Battle Royale is 100 times better than the Hunger
but
Games.
But it is Battle Royale, yes. It
yeah.
is. That's
and awful. It came out 2 or 3 years before Hunger Games. Yeah. And it's literally the same
It's the very same
plot.
Thing, yeah.
Well, not exactly,
Dude,
but
it
it's
is, yeah.
the whole part of being like
a
on
kid,
a reality
yeah,
show
exactly,
and there's
yeah.
20 kids trying to kill each other. That's yep. yeah.
But the books are really good.
Yeah, Tony should have played Dalton.
But last
23/7
but,
right
but
now.
Last but not least is Joe's favorite of all time, Twilight.
Yeah.
Mm. Sparkly twinks.
I saw the first one.
I know I've seen the first one.
That was
I
it.
Think
let's
I've
let's
seen
go around the
one.
Table. Let's go around the table. What's her name in the movie? What's her
Kristen
real?
Stewart.
Yes.
Kristen Stewart.
Yes or no?
Oh yes.
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 Yes or no? Kristen Stewart.
Sure. Why not?
Is sure. Yes or no?
She got all her teeth. Yeah.
No.
No. I say
what?
Hell yeah.
What?
What?
Lori's like
lesbian. Some lesbian gang sign going on there.
I think, but I don't understand why it was so huge. I don't get what.
Well, it's like Fifty Shades of Grey. I get it's. I think where the
basically vampire.
Well, even the book
saying?
50 Shades of Grey. I've never read it, but it's horrible writing. Yeah. It's just kind of like, it's just kind of like smut that chicks love. You know.
Well, is it their porn?
I don't even
want to
call it
with,
smut.
I
hate that word. It's retarded.
I just don't get it. Because because here's my question: out of all these, a big amount of them, like I think.
But Twilight, the books apparently are
well,
decent.
This, I think this Mortal
the movies are just terrible.
The Mortal Instrument one, I think.
I've
Beautiful
seen
Creatures. I think
all
Vampire Academy.
I did.
Obviously,
I actually
Academy.
Saw one in the theater with a friend. She's like, "Let's go to the midnight showing." I'm like, "Okay."
Tony's like, "Okay, I'm already dressed as a vampire." So.
During his
he's
stage.
Got glitter all over him.
But no, in Twilight, all a bunch of these. All about vampires. Young adults are vampires, or even basically the big majority are
is this a segue?
Women. Well, why are vampires so popular with...
You could say the same thing, vampires and zombies right now.
Well, zombies are just awesome, because everyone is into...
well, zombies.
Because everyone's
dude,
into survival.
Every other movie, it seems like there's 2 or 3 a year now.
But why
out,
are vampires so popular in movies right now? I mean, because
I think...
These...
Well, and I think Twilight women loved it, because... Oh, Robert Pattinson, what was his name in the movie?
Edward.
Edward. Tony knew it right off the bat. But Edward, like, he was, what, there for Bella, right?
Yeah, I guess.
And 50 Shades of Grey was just a play off of Twilight anyway, really, because it takes place in Seattle and all
that
shit.
Was.
Yeah.
Well, was there a love triangle in that one? Because isn't that what the Twilight ones were about? It was about a love triangle?
I don't know if 50 Shades of Grey has.
It was about a sex triangle.
Yeah, really. 50 Shades is about a sex triangle more than
a
love triangle.
I just don't. I don't get what... Why vampires are the...
Ooh, and if you have a sex triangle with 2 redheads, it's a strawberry shortcake. So there you go.
I learn something every time.
Wow.
Every time I learn something.
Christ. No, Tony was talking on the phone the other day, and I popped that out. It was pretty funny.
Well, here, let's
don't
get,
say
let's,
pop that
let's
out.
Let's get the though, female perspective. Why are vampires so appealing to the female audience? Go.
Think about it. Hold on.
She's like turning her head away so not to talk in the microphone.
Okay, let's go around the table. What
she doesn't do that when you stick something else in her face. So
Boom. All right, we're going to go around the table with theories.
This has been a really penis-heavy episode.
Why are they so drawn to vampire stories?
It'll be vagina-related.
Okay, okay. We'll even it out.
The vampire stories, I don't know. It's probably a reflection on real life. It's a guy who's unattainable, wants to kill them secretly. Because he wants to rip their throat out. Oh, wait. That's my story. Sorry.
The papers are not signed.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
You're done.
My bad.
Cutting
my
you
bad.
Off.
Okay.
Steve, go.
Jesus. For legal reasons, your lawyer is cutting
you
off.
From yourself, from yourself.
Solomon and Essus are cutting you off, man.
God, that's a good law firm. Joe, we should have gone into business. God damn it.
We still can.
Oi, don't sign the papers.
I'm going to tinkle.
All right, Steve, what's your theory? Why do females enjoy the vampire love story so much?
Well, I saw the entire Twilight thing, and I still couldn't get it. I'm like, what the fuck is the big deal?
Why?
Like, ooh, if I stand in the sun, I look like diamonds. It's like, what the fuck is that?
I think it's just supposed to appeal to a certain genre. You know,
it's supposed
and
to
of course they're
going to
cast
yeah.
good-looking younger dudes in the role.
So that's what it's all about. It's just because the fantasy of
and the
love.
Fact
a fantasy,
that he's willing
yeah,
to die for
they don't
her,
exist.
Right? Isn't that what it is, Laurie?
Yeah. All right, hold on. Wait. You don't have a mic. Here we go.
Yes, you will talk.
You have to just give a quick reasoning or synopsis of why Twilight is.
Talking to the mic. Oh, I don't know. I just thought maybe. It was more, you know, he had to control himself, so maybe, like, that was the built-up of seduction or something, I don't know, so she wanted him more, you know, because he kind of had to control himself around her, and then,
It wasn't a guy like Steve who just whips it out.
What was romantic about it? What was the love story?
I think they just probably had a connection.
Well, like, in the first one, he protects her, shields her from a car.
It's a truck.
Or a sorry.
I'm sorry.
Details, Joe. Details.
I know.
It's a truck, you homo. Oh, okay. Yeah, he shields her. I think that's pretty much what it is. He's her protector. But then you have the other guy who's like a werewolf or wolf. Not a werewolf. A wolf.
Yeah, it's a wolf, yeah.
And he also wants to get all up in that. But yet her original guy... he's still down to fuck.
So I guess it's a matter of the fantasy of a guy willing to do.
There's
anything.
Two dudes fighting over you.
Is that what it is? It's two dudes. It's,
one's
it
a
is.
Wolf.
It's two guys fighting over.
One's no. One has a cold penis. One has a warm penis. I mean, just come on. You know?
It's just a little hairier. Yeah.
Would the hair bother you on a penis?
Oh, Tony's got it from the bathroom. Yeah,
it's better to be
manscaped,
cleaned up.
But that would be cold. You prefer cold over hair.
What?
Well, I would hate to be like.
But here's the thing: would you prefer a dong that's really hairy and warm,
ew,
or one that's cleaned up, kind of cold, but it's also really glittery?
I'll take the cold, glittery one because I can warm it up.
This has turned into internet gold. I love it.
I know.
It's perfect.
It looks like his dick just had a birthday party.
The hairy one, you're just like a hairball over here. It's like Steve.
Like Robert Pattinson just drops his pants and it looks like a disco ball.
Party!
Sit on this disco ball or disco
He's
dick.
He's like, Bella,
yeah.
It's party time. Yeah. She's like, but no, I can't. It's like, no, I can't.
Bella, I said sit on this disco dick now.
Man, that is awesome. We ended this one well.
Yes, this is
That's
awesome.
That's awesome. That
hey,
was well done.
Alexa, why are vampires so popular?
I wasn't able to understand the question.
You fucking bitch!
I love her to talk
All right, so I think that's that was a good way. We're at the hour mark. Let's go ahead. Let's tease for next episode. We're gonna record right after this one. We'll do 21 right after this.
We're recording another episode.
Well, we got material to go.
It's only 2:00. Come on.
Yeah, we got time. We're at the hour mark.
I'm gonna make some food for everybody.
So. Teases for next episode. We're going to go over some movie reviews, some bucket list vacation spots, concerts that we'd love to go, you know, be a part of, you know, experience. And
interception for a touchdown.
Movie trailers, I think, is what we're going to do next episode. So, oh, wow, Rammers are getting killed.
I have Cincinnati's defense.
I do, too. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
So there you go, Toner. That's it. That's episode 20 in the books, man.
Episode 20.
We met Alexa. We had Lori chime in. That's a good episode. We did very well. Welcome back, Tony and Steve. Welcome back. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm ready.
I forgot how to do this.
You've been on a hiatus.
That's right.
As your legal counsel, that's okay.
Okay, I can. All right.
You can say, yeah. You can acknowledge that one.
Yes. Hiatus. Ah, marriage is ending. But when one door shuts, when this fucking window opens or something.
A back door opens, if
oh.
I may.
Boom!
Oh. But it's like the winter. Everything's dying. Kind of like marriage. And then in the spring, everything blooms again. And
yeah, just wait a few months.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is a time of year where chicks' bushes get big anyway.
Ew, oh.
So, like,
really
around
don't.
April.
Mine doesn't.
You know, you take the weed whacker out, it looks like you killed a small animal in your bathtub, and you get back out on the market.
Yeah,
or is that just me? That's what I do.
Oh, okay.
Lori's got a nice ice rink. It just slides right in.
Jeez, oh, man.
Oh. Blood out. Blood out.
God, I'm growing like a Duck Dynasty dude.
Ow.
Tony's going to have a heart attack. Oh. Yeah, I like the carpet to match the drapes, so whatever's up top, as above, so below.
As Solomon Estes Incorporated.
You can take a look if you want.
Oh man!
Have a gander. Take a peek at that beehole. Yeah,
are we done?
That's good.
I think so.
Episode 20 in the books.
My butt kind of looks like my grandma's old shag carpeting right now. But like whenever... When there's frost on the pumpkin, that's time for Dickie Duncan. But when everything thaws out, that's when I'm going to take like the razor to my entire body. So I'm going to be just one smooth, pudgy motherfucker.
Okay.
All right, Toner. Planned Parenthood us out of this.
Okay.
Wrap it up.
Planned Parenthood. Here's the coat hanger.
Okay.
Take him out like a active shooter.
Too soon. Too soon.
Oh. Nobody died in the Planned Parenthood thing, though, I don't think.
Three people.
Well, speaking of which,
one police officer.
Never mind. It's too soon.
Tony's closing his eyes to think right now.
I watched that Anthony Jeselnik special.
Yeah, me too.
What did he tweet out about the Colorado Planned Parenthood thing? Did he tweet anything out about that one?
Oh, shit. Good question.
We'll tease that for next episode. We'll open up with that one.
Okay.
Because I watched that Santa special. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
That's funny as
well. I actually like his...
He's really funny.
He's very dark comedy, but he owns it well.
Yeah. All right, Toner. Wrap it up.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Steve, there's a special place in hell.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Thank you again for listening to episode 20 of the Nerdcast podcast. Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. That is nyrdcast.com. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram. Do we even fucking do anything with Instagram?
No.
Okay. But anyway.
You posted a couple photos of bottles of beer on there.
Yeah.
That's Jay's fucking job, you cripple son of a bitch.
And if you want to see Steve's butt, you can look on my Twitter account.
Look at Joe Dust's Twitter. You'll have my Kaibo hat with a naked ass. Okay.
Well, it has Nerdcast over his butt, though. So
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
Joe Dust.
But anyway, yes, we are on social media, Twitter, Instagram, at Nerdcast, NYRDCAST.
Rate us on iTunes.
Yes, rate us on iTunes. Apparently, that's an Apple product. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know. Steve Jobs is burning in hell somewhere, so yeah, I guess it's a fucking Apple product. He's not here to tell us.
Oh, God. Also, yes, you can find us on the Inside Joke Outside Voice Network. That's IJOV.net. Check us out and the other podcasts that are part of that network. Thanks again. I go by the name of Toner.
Alexa, say goodbye for me.
I'm not sure what you meant by that question.
God damn it.
She is one stubborn bitch.
Matt, out.
Sound guy, Steve.
So until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
See ya!
Next. Hey, well done. Alexa, why are vampires so popular?
I wasn't able to understand the question.
You fucking bitch!
I love her to talk about TMI.
God, I'm growing like a Duck Dynasty dude. Tony's going to have a heart attack.
She likes to laugh like she's seen it all. He's just another keeping it sweet so.